Hello there, any Mind the Gap fans on Audioboo. This is another one of our audio updates, and it's Tuesday. It's the 22nd of February, 2011, and I'm Mike, talking about the Tuesday Media Project. And today I'm here with one of the volunteers, because we have a volunteer as well during the session. And our volunteer's name is...
Anna Pearson. Hello, everyone.
Anna Pearson. So, could you introduce yourself a bit more so people know a bit about your background and how you ended up here?
Well, my name is Anna and I'm a third year theatre and performance student from the University of Leeds, and I currently volunteer every Tuesday with Mind the Gap. I first got involved in Mind the Gap when I volunteered on a making theatre summer school, which was very enjoyable for all involved.
And how did you get involved in this particular media project?
Well, I was told that there would be some media making going on Tuesday. Tuesday is the day I was volunteering on, and it's something that I've not had much experience with, so it'll be a learning curve for me as well.
How have you found it in terms of, you said it's something that you're not really too experienced in. Has it been something that you found quite manageable?
We first had to go, in the first session we had to go editing that I was on, which was something completely new to me, and also I'm not a Mac user, so I did find it quite hard to get to grasp with, but it's you've portioned it up in a way that's very understandable.
And yeah, I think when you came in as well, I might have bombarded you with a bit too much information.
There was an information overload, but I felt by the end of the session I'd just about got to grasp with it.
One of the ideas behind this as well is that, as well as the guys learning the skills that they can pass on, is obviously Charlie, B and yourself, you pick up skills that you can pass on.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that you are developing these skills that, you know, you might be confident enough to share in the future?
I think now I've got a grasp of the, what was the programme we were using last week?
It's iMovie.
iMovie. I feel that could, now I can impart, feel like I can impart my wisdom on others, explain to them how to use it.
Yeah.
And also with... on my course, we do some minimal filming at times, so I feel now I could have a grasp on my shots, which is what we were learning about today.
Yeah. Now, is this sort of thing very relevant to your course then? How is it valuable for you to be gaining this experience while you're in your third year at university?
I'm not someone who specialises particularly in the kind of film studies and filming on my course, but it's something that does crop up now and again, and it's always useful to have the knowledge of how to do that, because it's something that can enhance work you're making.
Is it something you have to maybe write up, or is it more sort of informal?
It's more informal kind of use of it, but it's still all good to know, all good experience.
I think it counts, because obviously it's a more integrated world these days.
And yeah, definitely.
These things always overlap.
Always, yes, they do.
Yeah. So on to the current project. Could you give people a bit of an insight into what we've been doing today? Because it's the first of a 7-week project where last week we talked about, it was a bit of a mystery thing. We've got something to do with Of Mice and Men. Do you think you can be the one who can break the mystery and let people know which direction we're heading in?
Well, we are currently working on making an Of Mice and Men mockumentary based on the current touring performance of Of Mice and Men. We will be looking at this from a comical angle, I should imagine. Lots of behind the scenes. Everybody's really up on their mockumentary outtakes, backstage knowledge.
Definitely.
What works in that context.
I mean, it has been great. We've had some ideas already with sort of planning the session, and today we've handed it over to the guys to really take control of it themselves, and everyone's come up with loads of ideas, and it's, you know, we've got the ideas, we've written them down, and we, as you said, we looked at some shots this morning, some practical sort of time where we sort of bounced ideas around and discussed some film theory, you know, like close shots, wide shots, high shots, low shots, rules of thirds and things, just to reinforce some sort of film theory so these guys have got a better understanding of what they're doing. Then we moved on to ideas, and we've arranged the ideas into what we like. And
I think it'll be a case of cutting rather than having. We've got lots of material to go with.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So I mean, I think that's probably all we can say at this point.
But that it will be.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Everyone loves it, and I think it's going to be a good watch. So I'll say thank you very much for your time. We'll see you next week on Tuesday. And for anyone who's listening, keep your ears peeled. And we'll bring you some more updates. Thank you very much.